Sarvebhyo Namaha. Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. Last week, we discussed in detail Kriya Padani. So today we will do some revision and then we will do the homework. So we will start with Abhyasa Pustakam. So 2.1a. Does everybody have Abhyasa Pustakam?
Yes.
Okay. Archana Bhagini, would you like to read the first three sentences there?
Eva meva eshaha.
No, Bhagini, 2.1a.
Sorry, Kriyapadani. सा गच्छति सः आगच्छति सः पठति
वेरी गुड
सः सॉरी
नितिन महोदय वुड यू लाइक टू रीड द नेक्स्ट थ्री
या आई एम स्टिल ओपनिंग दैट बुक
ओके राधा भगिनी वुड यू लाइक टू रीड द नेक्स्ट थ्री
आई कांट सी एनीथिंग
Bhagini, I'm not chatting. We're using Abhyasa Pustakam, Bhagini.
Uh-huh. Oh, I haven't opened it, sorry.
Okay. Brinda Bhagini?
Yes.
Would you like to read the next three?
Yeah, sure. Saha likhati, saha kridati, saha pibati.
Very good. Bhagini. Chintalapati Mahodaya, would you like to read the last four?
Saha Kadati, Sa Pashayati. Pashayati means watching?
No, it's Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Meaning?
She's looking.
Looking.
Saha Hasati, Saha Nayati. Nayati means?
Nayati means to bring.
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 Bring. Okay.
So, Gachati means to go. Agachati means to come. Patati means to read. Likhati means to write. Kridati means to play. Pibati means to drink. Khadati means to eat. Pashyati means to look. Hasati means to laugh.
Nayati means to...
Nayati means to take. Anayati means to bring. So... The sentences are based on the pictures, so if you ever forget what the meaning, you can look at the picture. So we'll move on to 2.1a. Krishna Mohote, would you like to read the instructions which are in red?
Yep, sure. Eva meva eshaha, esha, etat, saha, sa, sat, bhavan, bhavati. एतैः शब्दैः सह क्रियापदानाम् अभ्यासं करोतु.
ओके, सो यूजिंग एषः एषा एतत् सः सा तत् भवान् एण्ड् भवती यू केन् मेक् सिमिलर् सेण्टेन्सेस् like the ones above. So, we can say, with sa gachati, we can say, esha gachati, or bhavati gachati. Mm-hmm. We can also say, eshaha gachati, etat gachati, bhavan gachati, सः गच्छति तत् गच्छति सो हियर् वी विल
भगिनि
यस् भगिनि
maybe it is a silly question anyway Kailash etat means we use it for napumsakalingam etat gachati means we use it for animals
no bagini so we have a lot of words the word is attached to the lingam is attached to the word so whatever the so vahanam is vehicle and it's in napumsakalingam so vahanam gachati so that means tat gachati you can also say that so you use it for napumsakalingam
okay thank you
Bhakti.
And even mitram for example is friend but that is also napumsakalingam right
yes Bhagini okay so Neena Bhagini would you like to say all the possibilities you can use with saha gachati
okay saha gachati bhavan gachati esha gachati
very good Bhagini so we have to remember for in kriyapadani if you use it for strilingam napumsakalingam or pullingam the ending the kriyapadam doesn't change so for saha agachati you can say sa esha agachati esha agachati etat agachati saha agachati sa agachati tat agachati bhavan agachati bhavati agachati
okay I got confused I thought you were asking me only for the masculine one when you said saha so yeah so it's already here but I can repeat so eshah gachhami esha gachhami etat
no it's agachati gachati
oh I'm sorry esha gachati esha gachati etat gachati sah gachati
very good Bhagini okay so here next in 2.2 we have aham gachami so that is okay so now we will use that so in 2.1 others sa gachati so it's aham gachami so Srinivas Mahodaya would you like to form all the sentences in 2.1a into aham using aham
can you give me example like, 2.1a okay
so no
aham gachhami aham agachhami aham pathami aham likhami aham kridami aham pibami aham khadami aham pashyami aham hasami aham nayami
very good mahodaya so here so here
Sairam I've just joined namaskaram which
Welcome.
Page are you all from
Bhagini We just finished 2.2 in Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay. I'm just going to screen share what we're going to do today. So you don't have to do anything, but you know, just a second. So can everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll just do the prarthana. So Om Sahana Vavatu Vavatu Sahana Vavatu Sahana Viryam Karavavahai
तेजस्विनावदीपमस्तुमाविद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ओम्.
So here today we're going to talk about Vakyam Namakim. So until now we were thinking nama means name, but in this context it can also mean it means the meaning. So we can say, what is a sentence or what does the word sentence mean? So vakyam namakim means, what is a sentence? So here we have putraha asti. So putra, we always look for the kriya padam first in a sentence. So asti is the kriya padam. So who is there? So putraha asti. Putraha is the kartru padam. Putraha kim karoti. Now we have putraha kridati. So here it shows kriya padam. It is the verb. Putra is the kartrupadam, means it is in Pratama Vibhakti. Next we have Ra. So we get kartrupadam plus a kriyapadam is a vakyam. Vakyam is a sentence. So here we have putraha kridati. So here they have put Ramasya putraha kridati. So here, the actual sentence is putraha kridati. The detail, the extra detail is Ramasya. Ramasya putraha kridati. So, Ramasya putraha kridati. So, putraha is still the kartrupadam. Even if you are Ramasya or you don't have Ramasya, putraha is still the kartrupadam. Ramasya is not the kartrupadam, because we said kartrupadam is whoever is doing the action. Putraha is doing the action. So Ramasya is not the kartrupadam. Putraha is the kartrupadam. So Priyabhangi, would you like to read the two sentences, Esha Putraha Kriyapadam Kim, here?
Esha Putraha Kriyapadam Kim.
Okay, so here, Bhagini, we have the sentence Esha Putraha. What Kriyapadam can we add not to change the meaning of the sentence?
Esha Putraha kridati.
Bhagini, you just want to add a kriya padam and not change the meaning of the sentence.
Oh, okay. Can we just say esha putraha asti?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
So here asti is the kriya padam. Esha putraha, both of them are the kartrupadam.
Okay.
and they're both in Prathama Vibhakti.
Is it not just Putraha is the Kartrupadam here, like we said in the previous example, Ramasya Putraha?
Bhagini, here Eshaha Putraha is the Kartrupadam. Eshaha, so Eshaha is the adjective and Putraha is the noun.
Okay, so if we say Eshaha Putraha Kridati, does that change the meaning or is that also okay?
That's also okay, Bhagini.
Oh, okay.
So, Putraha is the main noun.
Okay.
So again, we need a Kartrupadam and a Kriyapadam to get a sentence. Vakyam, okay. So here, it says Gachami. Sayanuya Bhagni, would you like to say what Kartrupadam we have to put if we have the Kriyapadam as Gachami?
Aham.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Aham Gachami. Aham is the Kartrupadam and we have it in Prathama Vibhakti. But if we want to say someone, do we say Bhavan Gachami?
Yes.
No, Bhagini, we don't say, we only say Gachami for Aham. Ichami, Hasami, that is all for Aham. Bhavan Gachati, Bhavan Hasati, that is for Bhavan, Eshaha, Saha, Esha.
Okay.
Okay, so here, Gachami is the Kriyapadam. Aham is the Kartrupadam. Aham Gachami. I am doing the action. Aham is the only choice for Gachami, Hasami, and all the ones with Ami at the end. So, Aham is still in Prathama Vibhakti. It's a Kartrupadam.
So I think, hi, this is Meena. So I think what you're saying is, if we use a Prathama Vibhakti, then that becomes part of Kartrupadam. Otherwise, any other references to people are not part of the Kartrupadam. Like the Ramasya is not part of it. But if you use a Prathama Vibhakti, then even that becomes the Kartrupadam.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
Uttamam. So, in Eshaha Putraha, the last example, Putraha is the main noun. Eshaha is the adjective. So it's a main noun. There's one main noun in every sentence. So here, Aham is the main noun. Okay, here it is Vakyasya Rachana Grahanamcha. That means sentence making, Vakyasya Rachana, sentence making, Grahanam. Vakyasya Rachana means sentence making, Vakyasya Grahanam means comprehension. So here we have Kartrupada. Archana Bhagni, would you like to say which two main things you need to form a sentence?
We need a subject and a verb.
Very good, Bhagini. Uttama.
Kartru Pradam and Kriya Pradam.
Yes, Bhagini. So here, Vakyasya Rachana. So this is the first one, sentence making. So if you want to make a sentence, the first thing you have to do is kaha karoti. Who is doing? So if you wanted to write, the boy is playing. Kaha karoti. Balakaha karoti. Balakaha. K किं करोति क्रीडति बालकः क्रीडति सो दट्स् हौ यु गेट् अ सेण्टेन्स् अ सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्स् So that's the first question you must ask yourself when you want to write a sentence is kaha karoti who is doing the second one is kim karoti what are they doing next sentence comprehension vakyasya grahanam so here it's switched the first one is kriya ka What is the verb? What is the kriyapadam? Kaha karoti is the second one. Kaha karoti, who is doing? So we shouldn't mix up. First sentence comprehension is kriya ka and then kaha karoti. But in sentence making it is kaha karoti and then kriya ka.
Sorry, but what does kriya ka mean? Does it mean what work?
So for kriya padam, we can just say kriya. So here again,
to understand what are they doing, or what do you ask in Sanskrit? What are they doing?
Kriya ka. Kriya ka. Okay. Or kim karoti. Acha, kim karoti. Okay, so here we will stop here. We will do review the homework. So I will stop screen sharing. Okay. So Nitin Mohdia, would you like to say your five sentences from the homework? Okay, Radha Bhagni, would you like to say your sentence?
Yeah. Gajanam Vane Vasati. ऋषिः पर्वतस्य
जस्ट् अ सेकेण्ड् भगिनि गजानां सो वट् डू यू वांट् टु से भगिनि
द एलिफेंट्स लिव इन् द जंगल
भगिनि यू हैव टु से सो फॉर गजः सो दैट सिंगुलर गजः इज सिंगुलर सो
Gajana is plural, right?
Gajaha. Gajaha is plural.
Gajaha vane vasanti.
Very good, Bhagesh.
Rishihi parvatasya upari nivasati.
Very good, Bhagesh.
रामः पाठं पठति
वेरि गुड् भगिनि
कुक्कुडः कूजन्ति
सुन्दरं भगिनि
सः गीतं गायति
उत्तमं भगिनि सो
भगिनि
यस् भगिनि नौ केन् यू रीसे योर् सेण्टेन्सेस् एण्ड् से and say which is the kartra padam and which is the kriya padam
gajaha is the kartra padam and vasati is the kriya padam
vasanti
is the kriya padam
very good bhagini
rishihi is the kartra padam and Nivasati is the Kriyapadam.
Very good, Bhagini.
Ramaha is the Kartrapadam and Patati is the Kriyapadam.
Samichinam, Bhagini.
Kukkudaha is the Kartrapadam and Kujanti is the Kriyapadam.
Samyak Bhagini.
Saha is the Kartrupadam and Gayati is the Kriyapadam.
Uttamam Bhagini. So, Brinda Bhagini, would you like to say your 5 sentences?
Yeah, sure. Ramah Sitam Tyajati. Aham Phalam Khadami. Balika Kshiram Pibati. Balaha Kandukam Kridati. Pandavaha Vanam Gachati.
Very Uttamam Bhagini. So it's Kandukena. So the one that you had Kandukaha.
Balaha, yeah. Okay.
Can you re-say that sentence, Bhagini?
Yeah. Balaha Kandukam. So it will be
Kandukena saha kridati.
Kandukena saha kridati. Okay.
Okay, Bhagini. Now, can you re-say your sentences and identify the Kartrupadam and Kriyapadam?
Yeah. Ramah Sitam Tyajati. Tyajati is the Kriyapadam. Ramah is the Kartrupadam.
Samyak, Bhagini.
Sorry?
Very good, Bhagini. Samyak Uttamam Samichinam and Sundaram means good job.
Okay. Thank you. Aham Phalam Khadami. Aham is the Kartrupadam. Khadami is the Kriyapadam.
Uttamam.
Balika Kshiram Pibati. Balika is the Kartrupadam. Pibati is the Kriyapadam.
Kshiram Pibati.
Kshiram Pibati. Pandavaha Vanam Gachati. Pandavaha is the Kartrupadam. Gachati is the Kriyapadam.
Very good, Bhagini.
A question here for the last sentence. Pandavaha, are we talking about one Pandav or multiple Pandav?
Very good question, Bhagini. Bhagini, can you answer?
I think Pandavaha here means all the 5 Pandavas. Oh, I don't know the plural, what I could have used for Pandavaha.
So it's Pandavaha Vanam Gachanti.
Pandavaha. Okay.
Pandavaha. So, should I write it down?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Pandavaha, Pandavaha.
So we have not done plural, but just to know, I'll just write it down. Okay, so here it will be.
Can someone mute the phone? There is some noise in the background.
Just a minute, Bhagini. I will mute the person.
Bhagini, this is Nina. Can I try 5 sentences after this?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, are we good with this part?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Saha Prashtam Pruchati. Gita Karyalayam Gachati.
अध्यापिका पाठं वदति
उत्तमं
भवती वस्तूनि नयति
समीचीनम्
अहं भगवन् नामं स्मरामि
सुन्दरम्
सः प्रश्नं पृच्छति सः इस् दि क्रियापद कर्तृपदं पृच्छति इस् द क्रियापदम् अध्यापिका पाठं वदति अध्यापिका इस् दि कर्तृपदम् एण्ड् वदति इस् दि क्रियापदम् अहं भगवन् नामं स्मरामि अहम् इति कर्तृपदं स्मरामि इति क्रियापदं भवती वस्तूनि नयति भवती इति कर्तृपदम् एण्ड् नयति इति क्रियापदम्
समीचीनं भगिनि सो चिन्तलापति महोदय वुड् यु लैक् टु से योर् फैव् सेण्टेन्सेस् Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to say your five sentences?
What's that?
Would you like to say your five sentences from the homework?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Saha shakam kartayati, aham karyalayam gacchami, Ramaha ramayanam patati, aham phalarasam pibami, Sita grihapatam likati.
Samichinam mohode, now can you identify the kartrupadam and kriyapadam in your, each of your sentences?
Sure. Saha shakam kartayati, that saha is the kartrupadam and kartayati is the kriyapadam. Aham is the kartrupadam and gachami is the kriyapadam. Ramaha is the kartrupadam and patati is the kriyapadam. Aham is the kartrupadam and pribami is the kriyapadam. Sita is the kartrupadam and likati is the kriyapadam.
समीचीनं महोदय श्रीनिवास महोदय वुड् यु लैक् टु से योर् फैव् सेण्टेन्सेस् फ्रोम् द होम्वर्क्
अय्या अहं हसामि कृष्णः पठति रामः पुष्पम् आनयति सरला आगच्छति अपि उपविशति वृन्दा वदति
वेरि गुड् महोदय केन् यु ऐडेण्टिफै योर् द कर्तृपदम् अण्ड् क्रियापदम् इन् ईच् आफ़् योर् सेण्टेन्सेस्
अहम् हसति अहम् इस्
अहं हसामि
हसामि इस् दि क्रियापदम् कृष्णः पठति कृष्णः इस् कर्तृपदं पठति क्रियापदं सरला आगच्छति अपि उपविशति सरला इस् कर्तृपदम् आगच्छति उपविशति क्रियापदं बृन्दा वदति बृन्दा इस् कर्तृपदं वदति इस् क्रियापदं
वेरि गुड् महोदय samichinam priya bagni would you like to say five sentences from the homework
sorry bagni I didn't get a chance to do it this week
no problem bagni sayanuya bagni would you like to say five sentences from the homework Jashu Bhagni, would you like to say your five sentences from the homework?
Yes. Bidalaha chalam pibati, Radaha pustakam pathati, Sita phalam khadati, Aham durdarshanam pashyami, Balaka kshiram pibati.
Very good, Bhagni. Can you identify the kriyapadams and kartrupadams in each of your sentences?
Bidalaha kartrupadam pibati kriyapadam. राधा कर्तृपदं पठति क्रियापदं सीता कर्तृपदं खादति क्रियापदं बालकः कर्तृपदं पिबति क्रियापदम् अहं कर्तृपदं पश्यामि क्रियापदम्
समीचीनं भगिनि मिलान् महोदय
नितिन्
Yes, Mahodaya, would you like to say your sentences?
Did you say Milan?
Yes, Bhagini, would you like
to do... It is Bhagini. Okay. Aham Vedam Smarati... Smarami. Smarami.
Smarami.
Aham Vedam Smarami. Vruddha Patati. Sita Hasati. बालकः खादति रामः क्रीडति
वेरि उत्तमं भगिनि भगिनि वुड् यु लैक् टु ऐडेण्टिफै द क्रियापदम् अण्ड् कर्तृपदम् इन् योर्
यस् इन् अहं वेदं smarami aham is kartrupadam and smarami is kriyapadam vruddha patati vruddha is kartrupadam and patati is kriyapadam in sita hasati sita is kartrupadam and hasati is kriyapadam in balakah khadati balakah is kartrupadam and khadati is kriyapadam in ramah kridati ramah is kartrupadam and kridati is kriyapadam
सुन्दरं भगिनि
सायरं
भगिनी कनैसे भगिनी नन्दिनी
यस् भगिनी
सा बालिका अस्ति वा अहं पिबति अहं पिबति भागवतं
अहं पिबामि
यस् पिबामि वन् सेकेण्ड् भगिनि ओके अहं पिबामि भागवतं रसमालयम् एषा सीता मम सखी आगच्छति रुक्मिणी कृष्णः पूजयति रामः सीतायाः हस्त गृह्णाति सो सा बालिका अस्ति वा हियर् बालिका इस् अ कर्तृपदं हस्ति इस् क्रियापदम् इस् इट् करेक्ट्
यस् भगिनि
ओके अहं पिबामि भागवतं रसमालयम् अहम् इस् अ कर्तृपदं पिबामि इस् द क्रियापदम् आगच्छति एषा सीता मम सखी आगच्छति सीता इस् अ कर्तृपदं आगच्छति इस् अ क्रियापदं मम सखी
कर्तृपदं
मम सखी भगिनी
सीता इस् द मेन् कर्तृपदम्
ओ सो मम सखी इस् आल्सो कर्तृपदं
यस् भगिनी
ओके पूजयति रुक्मिणी कृष्णः पूजयति रुक्मिणी इस् द कर्तृपदं पूजयति इस् द क्रियापदं
भगिनी रुक्मिणी कृष्णं पूजयति
कृष्णं पूजयति ओके पर्फेक्ट् रामः सीतायाः हस्त गृह्णाति
हस्तं गृह्णाति
सो रामः सीतायाः हस्तं
यस् भगिनि
हस्तं गृह्णाति रामः इस् द कर्तृपदं गृह्णाति is the kriyapadam.
Very good, Bhagini. Samichinam. Okay, so
I say I haven't got a chance.
Okay, Archana Bhagini, can you do it? See your five sentences.
Thank you. Amba balasya urukam yutakam cha prakshalayati. Aham jirna vastrani kshipami. Aham mitrani mama gruhe ahavayami.
Samyak Bhagini.
Mandukah kupe vasati.
Uttamam Bhagini.
Mama putri bidala ichati cha mama putraha kukuraha ichati. Aham kim karomi.
Samichinam okay. Bhagini. So it's bidalam and
kukuram.
Okay. All right. Corrected it.
Bhagini, can you identify the Kriyapadam and Kartrupadam in your sentences?
Okay. Amba balasya urukam yutakam cha prakshalayati. Amba Kartrupadam prakshalayati Kriyapadam.
Very good, Bhagini.
Now, which one did I say? I wrote a lot of sentences actually.
Bhagini, can you explain the meaning of this sentence, Amba, that sentence?
Oh, that means the mother washes the shirt and the trousers of her son or her child.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. And next, I think I said, aham jirna vastrani kshipami. Aham is kriya kartrapadam, kshipami kriyapadam. Next, what else did I say? Yeah, mama putri bidalam ichati, cha mama putraha kukuram ichati. Here, mama putri and mama putraha, they are kartrapradam, and ichati is kriyapadam. Now, what else did I say?
Aham kim karomi?
Aham kim karomi. Aham kartrapradam, and karomi is kriyapadam. Mandukaha kupe vasati. Mandukaha Kartra Pradam and Vasati Kriyapadam.
Samichina Bhagini. Okay. So
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
Can I read my five sentences?
Yes, what is your name, Bhagini?
Shreya.
Yes, Bhagini.
Aham kridami. Balika durdarshanam pashyati. Ramaha hasati. Radhika pustakam pathati. Balakaha khadati.
Very good, Bhagini. Can you identify the kartrupadam and kriyapadam in each of your sentences?
Yeah. Aham is kartrupadam. Kridami is the kriyapadam. Balika is the kartrapadam and pashyati is the kriyapadam. Ramaha is the kartrapadam. Hasati is kriyapadam. Radhika is kartrapadam and pathati is the kriyapadam. Balakaha is kartrapadam and khadati is kriyapadam.
Samichinam Bhagini.
Can I say?
Who is it?
Nitin.
Yes, Mahodaya.
अहम् अभ्यासपुस्तिका पठामि. श्रेया क्रीडति. श्रावणी गृहपाठं लिखति. रामः रावणं मारति.
So, Mahodaya, in your sentence, it's Pustikam.
Aham Abhyas Pustika.
Pustikam.
Pustikam. Pathati.
Pathami.
Pathami.
Your next sentence. Mahodaya, would you like to identify the Kriya Padam and Kartra Padam in each of your sentences?
Yeah. Aham is Kartra Padam. Pathami is Kriya Padam. Kriya is Kartra Padam. Kridati is Kriya Padam. Sravani is Kartra Padam. Likhati is Kriya Padam. Ramaha is Kartra Padam. Marati is Kriya Padam.
Marayati is correct.
Yeah, Marayati.
Not Marati. So, who else did not get a chance to share the homework?
Bhagini, I didn't do that. Aham Lakshmi.
Welcome, Bhagini.
And Balika Phalam Khadayate Bhavan.
Khadati.
Khadati. Ballukaha Nidrate Sa Karyalayam Kachate. Aham Pushpena Mala Karome Balakaha Sayam Kridate.
Very good, Bhagini. Malam.
Malam. Ah, malam. Aham Pushpena Malam.
Okay. Malam.
Malam. So, Balika is the Kartrupadam. Khadati is the Kriyapadam. Ballukaha is the Kartrupadam. Nidrati is the Kriyapadam. Sa is the Kartrupadam. Karyalayam Gachati. Gachati would be the Kriyapadam. Aham. Aham is the Kartrupadam. Karomi is the Kriyapadam.
Aham, Bhagini. Very good. Sundaram.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
So, in future, we'll be learning the change of action word regarding to the subject, right? So, if it is plural or singular, we'll be changing the action word also accordingly, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
So, like, Pandavaha Vanam Gachanti, Pandavaha Vanam Gachati. So that the Kriya Padam changes, the Gachati changes. But we have not done plural. We will do it later on. Okay, so.
Bhagini, this is Neena. Can you please go back to the two slides that you showed earlier? I apologize, yes, but I actually didn't follow what we were saying here. So, what is this saying? So, let me make an attempt of maybe what I understood, and you can correct me. So, the first slide says that when making a sentence, we have to... No, these two slides, the sentence okay. Formation, yeah. Okay, so this one, it says that when we are making a sentence, the Kartrupadam is first and Kriyapadam has to come later. But if, what is the second, what does it mean sentence comprehension? You're saying, but when you're trying to understand the sentence, we first understand the
Kriyapadam and then understand the Kartrupadam, is it?
Yes, Bhagini.
Supposing we say Uttishta Satya Saisha. So in that case, the Kriyapadam is first and then the Kartrupadam.
That's okay, Bhagini.
Okay.
So you use the Kriya Padam to identify the Kartrupadam.
In which one? In
sentence comprehension.
Okay, you use the Kriya Padam to identify the Kartrupadam, is it?
Yes, Bhagini.
So if I understand it correct, if you want to comprehend a sentence, you just first understand what is the work it is doing and who is doing that work. So that's how you comprehend a sentence. That's what
it is. Mahodaya. So like Ramasya Putraha Kridati, you first use the Kridati, that's a Kriyapadam. Kaha Kridati, Putraha Kridati, Kasya Putraha Kridati, Ramasya Putraha Kridati. Kridati is the Kriyapadam. So we use the Kriyapadam to identify the Kartrupadam.
Okay, and then in sentence formation, what is that?
In sentence making, we look at and we want to make a sentence.
So, okay, let's maybe put it this way. When you want to make a sentence, you start with the subject and then you write the subject and then you write the verb. But when you want to comprehend a sentence, you want to understand what the sentence means. First you understand what it is doing and then you understand who is doing it.
Yes, Mohodaya. Mohodaya.
Okay. I think it's more clear now. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so now we will just... So here we have a picture. So I have crossed out some words because I do not want us to use it right now. So we will use the other words. So can everybody see or should I make it bigger?
It's fine. Okay. He can see, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So then, okay. So... Radha Bhagni, would you like to choose one word from the table and then look for it in the picture and make a sentence with it that matches the picture?
Okay. Vihagaha. There's no flying over here.
No, I crossed that out, Bhagini. Don't use that. Bhagini, if you tell me what word you're using, I can help you, Bhagini.
Kite, where is kite? Okay. Patangaha.
Okay, so here.
What can I say with the patangaha?
Balakaha. Patangaha. Balakaha. Dolayati.
Balika.
The swing one.
The boy is swinging.
Yes, so Brindavani, would you like to choose a word and make a sentence with it?
Yeah.
उद्यानपालकः जलम्
What word are you using, Bhagini?
I want to say he's watering.
Udyana palakaha.
Jalam.
Sinchayati.
Udyana palakaha. Pushpam sinchati.
Yes, Bhagini.
Bhagini, can I go a sentence?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Balakah payohimam srinati.
Very good, Mahodaya.
Can I make a sentence?
Yes, Bhagini.
Vayu golah ranga raktah neelacha.
Vayu golaha
varna
vayu golayas valu golasya
acha lasya acha varn
varnasya varnaha
varnasya
varnaha
ne vayu gol
वर्णः
रक्तः नीलः च
वेरि गुड् भगिनि डस् एनिबडि एल्स् वाण्ट् टु मेक् अ सेण्टेन्स्
या दिस् इस् नीना केन् आई ट्रै
यस् भगिनि
बालिका डोला डोलयति एवम् अन्यबालिका डोला अवसर्पयति
उपतंसयति
ओ या सोरि या उपतंसयति या
केन ट्राई वन
केन आई ट्राई अगेन
यस
I want to say the boy is feeding the fishes. What do I say for fishes?
For fishes,
Matsya.
Right? Oh. Matsya.
Balakaha Matsyam Bojayati.
Matsyaha.
मत्स्यान् भोजयति
वेरि गुड् भगिनि ऐश्वर्या भगिनी वुड् यु लैक् टु मेक् अ सेण्टेन्स् वित् द वर्ड्स्
भगिनी सोरि ऐ मिस् लास्ट् क्लास् ऐ एम् येट् टु केच् इट् ऐ विल् लिसन् टुडे
ओके नो प्राब्लम् भगिनी लक्ष्मी भगिनी वुड् यु लैक् टु मेक् अ सेण्टेन्स्
बालिका बेलून्स् ऐ वाण्ट् टु से बालिका इस्
वायुगोल
ओके कैट् आल्सो इस् हियर् रैट् कैट् आर् दे फ्लैङ्ग् कैट् या बालका पतङ्गः फ्लैङ्ग् फ्लैङ्ग् इस् यु डोण्ट् वाण्ट् दट् यूस् दट् वर्ड् रैट् फ्लैङ्ग् सो ऐ केन् से ऐस्क्रीम् मेबि बालिका ईट् खादयति बालिका पयोहिमं खादति
क्वश्चन् हियर् भगिनी
this avasarpa yati, below that it's written swinging. Shouldn't it be sliding?
Avasarpa yati, oh, so yes, Bhagini, it shouldn't have been swinging, it's sliding.
Ah, thanks.
Dola yati is swinging.
Yeah. Bhagini, can we say Shishuhu avasarpini kridati?
No, Bhagini.
So I can say Balakaha, Patangaha, apasarpayati. Then it's flying, right? Kite flying. Balakaha, patangaha, apasarpayati.
Avasarpayati is sliding.
Avasarpayati means sliding.
Sliding.
Sorry. Sliding. It isn't swinging, it's sliding.
Sliding, okay.
Bhagini, what do we say for selling? So if I wanted to say the seller, Vikrayanam.
Vikrayikaha.
Vikrayikaha payohinam cha vayugolaha vikrayanam. Is that correct?
Vikrayanam karoti.
Vikrayanam karoti. Okay.
Is that right?
Yes, Mahorya.
Bhagini. That is Vikranayam Karoti. Instead of that, if there is something just selling.
Can I make a sentence?
Yes, Bhagini.
Balakaha Karika Dolayati.
Very good, Bhagini. Just a second. So we can also use these verbs.
Verbs.
Oh, just a second. So we can also use these.
Selling is called Vikrayati.
I think she said Vikrayanam Karoti.
Yeah, that is the act of selling, but generally selling itself is a verb for just selling or sells. That would be Vikrayati or something?
Vikrayanati. Just a second.
Vikrayanati. Thank you.
One minute. I'll see. Okay, so. Here, does anybody else want to make a sentence?
How can you say boys and girls are playing? Balakaha, Balikaha, Ridanti, Cha?
Balakaha, Balikaha, Cha, Kridanti.
The Cha has to come after the verb or after the two?
After the two.
Karta.
So Gajaha Pashyati?
Gajaha Pashyati, you can say that.
Thank you.
So, Vikrinati. So, to selling is Vikrinati.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, here we will move on. Today we will learn Sankhyaha are numbers. So we will learn the numbers. So here we have the numbers 1 to 20. So we don't, for right now, we don't have to worry about the numbers after 20. we'll just focus on the numbers 1 to 20. So, we can all say the Sankhyaha together. I'll make it bigger. Okay, so Ekam is 1, Dve is 2, Trini is 4,
Chatvari is 4,
Pancha is 5,
Pancha
is 5, Shat is 6, Sapta is 7, Ashta is 8, Nava is 9, Dasha is 10.
Ekadasha
is 11. Vadasha. Trayodasha. 13. Chaturdasha. 14. Panchadasha. 15. Mordasha. 16. Saptadasha. 17. Ashtadasha.
18.
Navadasha.
19.
Vimshatihi. 20.
Vimshatihi. 20.
Okay.
Yes, in this, I mean, we don't have strilling and pulling.
We'll see that later, Bhagini.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
for 20, do we say Vishantihi?
Vimshatihi.
Vimshatihi. E we have to say?
Vimshatihi.
Okay.
I can make it bigger to see. Okay, so everybody look at these numbers really good because and they're in Abhyasa Pustakam. Abhyasa Pustakam 3.1, there's Sankhyaha. And then if you turn the next page, you have all the numbers until 30, for 40. So, you can just look at those for reference, but we're not going to do it until 40 today.
Mm-hmm.
And when I send the slides, there's a link in the bottom. If you click on it, you get this, remember, with the Kriyapadani. But if you pass the English literature, if you go more, you get the numbers.
Okay.
1 to 100. So you can look at that for reference. So now we can play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the numbers 1 to 20, and we're not going to repeat the numbers. So so we'll go in the order. Archana Bhagini, Nitin Mohodia, Radha, if you don't get it, it's okay because it's not timed. It is not timed. You get enough time. So you get a lot of time, and after you get the number, I'll press the go one. So then we'll go to the next number. So it's not timed that you have to force yourself to say it quickly.
So we have to say what is on the screen?
Yes, the number.
Okay.
Ekam. Vimshati. Not right now. So here is the. So when I press go, Archana Bhagini will say the first number and then Nitin Mohodia. So I'll call the person.
Trini.
Archana. Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mohodia.
Ashtadasham.
Radha Bhagini.
Sapta.
Vrinda Bhagini.
Nava.
Chintalapati Mohodaya.
Dasha.
Chaturdasha.
Chaturdasha.
Krishna Mohodaya.
Ekam.
Neena Bhagini.
Pancha.
Nandini Bhagini?
Dvadasha.
Panchadasha.
If you can't see, I'll make it like that and then make this smaller.
Right now we are connecting them. One second. We lost the internet connection. One second.
Yeah, it's good.
Can everybody see both screens?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you can refer to this too. Okay. So this is Panchadasha. Nandini Bhagini?
Yes, it's Bhagini. We are connecting again. We lost the internet.
Okay, no problem, Bhagini.
Now what?
Shodasha. Okay, then everybody can just say.
Shodasha.
Dvadasha.
Nava.
Okay, we will stop here. So it is, I have put the link in here. So after the numbers, I have put Krida. So if you click on it, you can get okay, so we will read the numbers. So Jashu Bhagini, would you like to read the numbers 1 to 10?
Yes. Ekam, Dve, Trini, Chatwari, Pancha, Shat, Sapta, Ast, Nava, Dasha.
Very good. Milan Bhagini, would you like to... Milan
yes.
Bhagini, would you like to do...
Ekadasha.
Dvadasha.
Acha, Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, Panchadasha, Shodasha, Saptadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Vimshatihi.
Very good. So, Shreya Bhagini, would you like to repeat the numbers 1 to 10 again?
Yes, Bhagini. Ekam, Dve, Trini, Chatwari, Pancha, Shat, Sapta, Ashta,
Ashta,
Nava, Desh,
Dasha.
Dasha.
Saya Nuya Bhagini would like to read the 11 to 20.
Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, Panchadasha, Shodasha, Saptadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Vimshahi,
विंशतिः वेरि गुड् भगिनी सुन्दरम् So our homework will be to get a bit fluent, more fluent with the numbers just 1 to 20.
Okay.
And the people who cannot, are not really fluent with Devanagari, please email me because I can help you privately so you can participate more in class. So... can everybody in Abhyasa Pustakam go to 2.4, no, before 2.4, 2.3. Okay, so, etat sambhashanam patutu. Read this conversation. So here there is vitarakaha and grahakaha. So vitarakaha is the waiter or server in a restaurant. Grahakaha is a customer. So Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to be the vitarakaha? And Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to be the grahakaha?
Yes. Vitarakaha? What is vitarakaha?
Vitarakaha is the waiter.
Waiter, thank you.
Okay, we can start.
Bhoha kim avashyakam.
Bhoha kim avashyakam.
Bhoha.
Bhoha. What does
bhoha
mean?
Hey, what do you want?
Bhoha kim avashyakam.
Bhoha kim avashyakam.
Now we are 2.4?
2.3 R.
So it's like a greeting. So boho is like a greeting.
Grahakaha, coffee avashyakam. I need coffee, is it?
Yes.
Jalam avashyakaha kim.
Avashyakam.
Avashyakam kim.
Grahakaha, mastu coffee avashyakam.
So the waiter asks, do you want water?
What?
And then the customer says, no.
Just coffee.
Coffee, just coffee.
So mastu means no.
No, yeah.
No, don't want. No. So avashyaka means need. Mastu means don't want. Paryapta means enough.
Can you repeat that?
Avashyakam means need. Mastu means don't want. Paryaptam means enough. So here, grahakaha the second time. Mastu. I don't want. I don't want water. Kapi avashyakam. I want coffee.
Svikarotu.
Yeah. Graha kinchit shakra. Shakra.
Shakra is sugar. A little sugar. Bit of sugar. Vitarakaha.
Aha. Svikarotu punah avashyakam va.
Grahaka.
Graha pariyaptam punah mastu.
Okay. So here, kinchit shakra, a little bit of sugar. Vitarakaha svikarotu. He gives the customer the sugar. Punaha avashyakam. Do you want it again? Paryaptam. Punaha mastu. Enough. I don't want anymore. Yes. Svikarotu. Please take. So here we're talking about avashyakam. That means need. Mastu, don't want. Paryapta means enough. So here in the next one, 2.3 a, it will be another part of homework. I want everybody to imagine what you would say in a clothes shop, what the mom and dad would say in the clothes shop, what they would say. So they, we create that. I will explain the characters, and then so Vikreta is the salesman, Patni is wife, Patihi is the husband. So those are the three characters.
So what are the words?
Vikreta, salesman, Patihi, or salesman or seller, Patni is wife, Patihi is husband. So here is some, it says use the words Shatika, Cholaha, Yutakam, Urukam. So Shatika means, so use, so in spoken Sanskrit, you can look up these words Shatika, Cholaha, Yutakam, and Urukam. Okay, so we will just do 2.4a. So
we'll say 2.3a, right? 2.4a. Okay, now we will do.
Okay, so Krishna Mohode, would you like to read the two red bubbles?
Okay. Upavishatu, uttishtatu.
Okay, so upavishatu means please sit down. Uttishta means please get up.
Please get up. So this is for the second person, is it?
Yes. So now we are going to talk about a request, order or request. So now, here in the next one, A. So here we have Gacchati and Gacchatu. So here now what we're doing is we're taking out, we're turning the T into Tu. So Gacchati, Gacchatu, Agacchati, Agacchatu.
Question here, Bhagini. It seems that to order and to request is the, I mean, it seems the same. I mean, if you want to be a little more polite, like we have a please, and how can we be a little more polite in this case?
So, kripaya, that means please. Kripaya upavishtato. Kripaya uttishtato.
Ah, thank you. Dhanyavada.
Okay. Get up and please get up.
If we want someone to do something, we say kripaya patatu or patatu. So usually kripaya patatu, it's like a request, or patatu means like order. Patatu.
Bhagini?
Yes, Mahodaya.
So the difference between gacchati and gacchatu?
Gacchati means it's in the present. We're doing it. Saha gacchati, he's going. Gacchato means please go. Or kripaya gacchatu. We want someone to do something. So gacchatu. So gacchati means he goes. Saha gacchati. Saha
gacchati.
Bhavan gacchatu.
And we are telling them to go.
Yeah, you answered my question. I was going to ask that it doesn't matter any subject, it's always gacchati. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, aham?
No. We'll do aham later.
Okay, sure.
Gacchami.
So we will just finish 2.4a quickly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Priyavani, would you like to do the first? We'll all do one. So, can you do Patati?
Do I add something, Bhagini?
So,
like,
so Bhagini patati.
Patati.
Change. So gachati, you change the t into tu. So that's what you do for all of these.
Okay. Patati, patatu.
Very good, Bhagini. Brinda Bhagini, would you like to do kridati?
Kridati, kridatu.
Very good. Chintalapati Mahodaya?
Khadati, khadatu.
Krishna Mahodaya?
Hasati, hasatu.
Neena Bhagini?
Milati, milatu.
Nandini Bhagini?
Milatu, milati, milatu.
No, karoti.
No, karoti, karotu.
Srinivasa Mahodaya, likati?
Likhatu.
Priya Bhagini?
Pipati, pipatu.
Sayanuya Bhagini?
Nayati, nayatu.
Archana Bhagini?
Pashyati, pashyatu.
Jashu Bhagini?
Tishtati.
Tishtatu.
Tishtati, tishtatu.
Shreya Bhagini?
Bhavati, bhavatu.
Very good, Bhagini. So, here we're just
changing. Agachati. There is an agachati also.
Oh, because I said the answer, so I didn't want... I wanted people to think, so I said the answer because when I was explaining, I said agachatu.
Bhagini, what does tishtati mean?
Utishtati means get up.
Okay.
Tishtati.
No, just tishtati.
Utishtati means...
Arise.
Oh, tishtati means stay.
Stay. Okay. Stay. Thank you.
Okay, so...
Bhagini, I have a request. Can you give a sentence with gachati and gachatu and give the translation so I better understand it?
Okay. Bhavan gachatu. Bhavan kripaya gachatu. Can you please go? Bhavan agachatu. Bhavan kripaya agachatu. Can you please come here?
What is Bhavan?
Bhavan is you in masculine gender.
Okay.
So Bhavan patatu. So Bhavan patatu. So read. So please read. Or Bhavan kripaya patatu means please read. Does anybody have any questions on this?
And you said Bhavan for you masculine gender and for feminine it is?
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Bhavati. Bhavati. Thank you.
So this is the order or request form of Kriya Padam. So we will go over this more detailed next class. Okay, so we will... finish with the prarthana. So before the prarthana, we will just, I will just share one screen. So it is based on what we just did. So it's, okay, so here, we will all say this and then there's two we can say, so Om Sahanau Avatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahavidyam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti 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 Shanti. So here avatu, bhunaktu and astu are in the order request form of Kriyapadani. So here, so sarve, so this is our Shanti Mantram. Sarve
bhavantu sukhinah,
sarve santu
niramayah,
sarve
bhadrani pashyantu,
maa
kaschit dukha bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha
Hari Om.